We are continuing Poets in Exile, and our guest, Sadiq Lazim Al Husseini. This is the second part.
Tell me how you got arrested by the Iraqi intelligence.
Yes, I arrested in 1979. I arrested by Iraqi regime. In that time,
because of your writing or because of your political
political things, and because, you know, I am from the left, I am socialist, and that regime consider I am in opposition against them. That's why they reported me and they jailed me. And after the jail,
have you had or faced any kind of torturing or human breaches, violations against you, taken against you,
for your thinking,
for your ideology,
yes,
for things you believe in?
Yes, everything that they about my beliefs.
Because of your beliefs?
Yes, they jailed me because my beliefs.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. After you left the country, you moved to Finland, how the idea came, and why did you choose Finland, not other country?
Actually, there is no way. We were in the camp in Saudi Arabia, and the United Nations
brought you here. As a writer, when you came here, what's the first impression you have taken about the country?
Really, it's disappointed. Disappointed.
Wow.
Because I thought everything I will find easily here in Europe.
In terms of writing and being active, you were disappointed?
No, because the society very closed and the language very difficult. And no one to deal with him, and there's no one to guide you to find somewhere or some league, some. Even in that time where we came in 1993, the Finnish library is very poor of Arabic literature.
And of course, there was an internet, the web.
There's no internet now. And step by step, the library here developed a little bit. It's better than now. You find the Arabic novels in the library. And now the internet full of, open the world in front of you. But we are still suffering.
Yeah, can we just figure out or sort out the kind of sufferings that you were suffering?
You need one to translate your poetry to Finnish. And in this case, when you need to make a new collection, you need too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the problem. How do you get money? And the translator needs money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Have you had any attempts in translating your poems?
Yes.
And have you succeeded to translate them and to expose them to Finnish society? And what was
actually
how the society responded? How has responded to your writings as a Arabic writer who
his
poems get translated into?
Myself, I translate many poems of mine, but I am not satisfied. I have...
In which way?
Because I didn't find myself inside. Because, you know, when you writing in Arabic and you need to translate it to English, and then from English to Finnish, that's the problem. Because three languages, the meaning will be missing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need a translator, a good translator. I contact with in our project with Maria Mayemba, and there is a Finnish poet, his name Timo Harjo. He translated me one of my poems. Really, it's very nice.
Okay, and to what extent do you think yourself that you are engaged into the Finnish cultural events as Arabic writer? You don't participate in the Finnish cultural events being held.
No, I participate many times, of course.
And which kind of literature, of which kind of poems?
You
prefer to perform when you are among Finnish people, Finnish audience.
Oh.
Do you perform your Arabic poems?
Do you know, sometimes I participate in a book fair. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago they name it Rono Vico, Week of Poetry, some celebration in Turku, and about 2 months we have a party. I delivered my my.
Do you think that Finnish cultural community or Finnish cultural environment needs that more activities being held for the sake of the multilingual
writers? Yes.
And multilingual writers, do you think that they are in need of more encouragement, more opportunities being given, or more doors being opened before them?
Of course, we need more and more, and we need to struggle.
So now, if we want to convey a message to the people who are in charge of, what you would say in the message?
Simply the message, we need your support. We need people, our translator from Arabic to Finnish. That's the main thing.
So do you mean that now we need the support, you need the support and translators?
Yes.
Who are well equipped translators who will translate from our experience? Translate from your poetry from Arabic into Finnish language?
Yes.
And do you need that? You are the writer, Arabic writer, that you want to write in your language in this country, and you want the cultural environment in this country recognize you.
Yes. Do you know, we came from another environment, another culture, because our culture or our environment is very rich, especially the Iraq, full of events. And when we transfer these events to Finnish society, they will understand your situation in your country. You need to do that. You need to translate your literature or your poems or your novels into Finnish language to know your suffering, your troubles.
And also you need to feel just kind of a writer, as an Arabic writer who lives in this country, do you feel that you're part of the society? Do you feel yourself that you are Finnish more or Iraqi, or how do you feel in that?
No, I'm Iraqi forever. But, you know, most of the...
But you're still a part of the society.
Yes, of course, I am part.